Today on The Mondo Show, we welcome back a powerful friend of this ministry, Dr. James Tan, who's here to talk about his brand new book, Seeing the Spirit, revealing the Holy Spirit in every book of the Bible. Have you ever wondered, is the Holy Spirit really in the Old Testament? Is there biblical proof of his presence from the very beginning? And most importantly, who's the Holy Spirit? In your deepest, darkest moments, when you don't know which way to turn, the Holy Spirit is the one who guides you, strengthens you, and leads you into all truth. Today, Dr. James Tan opens our eyes to how the Holy Spirit moves in the unseen to impact what is seen. He reveals how the Spirit's presence flows through the entire Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, the Holy Spirit is working, speaking, and moving in power. Get ready to be encouraged, uplifted, and awakened to the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit in your life today. And now, here is your host, Mondo.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Mondo Show. I almost forgot what show I was doing for just a moment. I have a very special guest with me. I don't like this guy. This guy, you know, he came to the show and all of a sudden his career took off. And all of a sudden he started writing books, speaking all over the world, never called me, never wrote me. He didn't even invite me to his wedding. And yet he got mad because I didn't show up. I'm talking about my friend,
Doctor, husband, father,
the founder and president of the Covenant Fellowship of Ministries International, the author of Seeing the Spirit, Revealing the Holy Spirit in Every Book of the Bible. If you ever wonder if the Holy Spirit has been throughout the Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, you're going to find out today that God did not make a mistake. And he didn't make a mistake by bringing this man to the show. Welcome back to the orange couch, Dr. James.
My brother. Listen, let me jump off your quirky introduction. all right? Real quickly. I'll tell you this. One of the things that I believe the Holy Spirit's doing in our day and age,
yes,
is he's restoring Holy Ghost relationships in the body of Christ.
Fun ones. I don't want to hang around a bunch of grumpy.
I don't want to either. like the old timers used to say, they were baptized in pickle juice. That's, you know.
Is this your third time on the program?
I've been on more than three times. You've allowed me on more than three times. I'm just that good.
You are good. Listen, to be invited by Rod Parsley and an Alan DeDeal, Bishop Alan DeDeal, and then to get a book this thick that is hardcover, you made it, my friend.
Only because you helped me.
Listen, no one knew who he was until he came to the orange couch.
Here's where it all starts.
He honored me so much that he decided to put the color of the cover, the color of the couch. And look at that. It almost blends in.
Well, you honored me by writing an endorsement for the book.
Me honoring you? No, yeah. I was honored the fact that you asked me because I can't even spell.
Right, says the author of the best-selling My Crazy Life.
Listen, welcome to the program. I guarantee you this is going to be a spiritual show today. Oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I hope that you're laughing. I hope that you have joy in your heart because God wants to restore you. God wants to heal you. Some of you have not laughed since 1973. It's time to laugh. It's time to enjoy the goodness of God. You know, a lot of times we focus on the negative things of God, meaning all the troubles, all the trials.
Right.
But what about the greatness and the goodness of God when he brings you together in harmony, in unity with people that love him, people that are teaching about him, and you get to learn from one another? Listen, I'm just a student of the word. I don't consider myself to be someone that is in the forefront. And I'm not knocking myself down. I'm just in love with the Word of God. And I wasn't going to tell you this, but you're one of my favorite teachers.
Oh, thank you.
You are so anointed by the Holy Spirit.
So kind of you.
And I think that's why you have been chosen by God to write about the Holy Spirit, sir. Can I ask you this? all jokes aside, and it's good to laugh and we have fun, but I want to get into this because a lot of people think that being with the Holy Spirit is this seriousness, right. But no, the Holy Spirit is fun.
Yeah.
Fun when I say, right. When he starts performing miracles to you,
yes,
when he starts doing things that you didn't expect, all of a sudden he comes in and moves in, he takes over. Let me ask you this. Who and what is the Holy Spirit?
So the Holy Spirit is God himself living on the inside of you as a believer. Now, think about what I just said. God himself living on the inside of you as a believer. So I like to say it this way. The blood cleansed you so the Spirit could fill you.
Oof.
If you were cleansed but not filled, you'd be clean but empty.
Yeah.
Right? And the only way the Spirit can fill you is because you've been cleansed.
Wow.
So think about this. We joke, we have fun. I actually like that. Because I think that everyone needs to understand that being filled with the Spirit, being anointed by God, being called by God, being in ministry, being a believer, doesn't mean we walk around all cross-eyed and furrow-browed.
Yeah.
I think it means that we live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
That means that we expect relationships, friendships, partnerships, brotherhood, and existence of life at a level above anything we could think of.
Yeah.
You know.
It brings life.
And remember, we don't win the world through our grumpiness. Right?
There's ministries based on that.
They're proving what I just said. Now, on the other hand, I'm not talking about acting the fool.
Yeah.
But I am talking about having a lightness, having a sense of a grasp of life and understand that God's with me.
Yeah, yeah.
God's with me.
When did you fall in love with the Holy Spirit? When did you get to know the Holy Spirit in an intimate way?
Well, you all know my story, and you might not out there that's listening. So I got born again when I lived in Singapore as a 13-year-old reading Brother Hagen's little book, Brother Kenneth E. Hagen's little book, I Went to Hell.
Mm.
I found that book. God found me in that book. And there was a little prayer at the end of it that led people to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? And so for 6 months, every night, I had the book right under my pillow. For 6 months, every night, I would pray that little prayer. Didn't understand anything here, but my heart said, yes, you know. And through that ministry and what it taught and what it emphasized, I came to know about this person called the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Previously, I thought he was just a bird on a stained glass window or something. I just never had a grasp of it. Come to find out, the Holy Spirit is God himself. It's a person himself. It's power himself. And he loves me enough to want to live on the inside of me.
Mm.
Come to find out, Jesus said, John 14, 15, and 16, that the Holy Spirit is the helper sent by the Father because of Jesus' prayer.
Mm.
Now think about that. Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He will send you another helper. How vital must the Holy Spirit be that Jesus would have to pray that he be sent to us?
Man, that's so good.
Now, I'm thinking about your life and what little I know from having read your book, My Crazy Life, right? Think about this.
You're so good. You brought that back.
I brought that back. But think about this. Yeah. All that you went through to where you are now, sitting on this orange couch, interviewing all the people you do, ministers around the world that you do. Back then, in the mess that your life was back then, the Holy Spirit was already working on that, was already on you. Was already helping lead you, guide you, move you, protect you.
Yes.
Because, hey, life could have gone very different for you in so many ways. And because God knows only an eternal now, he saw this then.
Wow. So how we see ourselves is not the way he sees us.
Well, because humans see time in a linear sense. We go from this year to that year to the next year, this hour to this hour to the next hour. But God lives in an eternal now. Mm-hmm. You know, eternity with God is not a lot of time. It's no time outside of time. God has no time. This thing we call time is created for us, right? So God's able to see our then because it's his now.
Yeah. Now, listen, this guy, he will never bring it out because he never talks about it, but you went through a very difficult situation in your personal life.
I did.
Right? That really squeezed life out of you.
And can I add that when I went through that, I was already in ministry, already saved, already speaking in tongues, already preaching, already teaching. Can I tell you this, that there is, the devil has planned mountains with your name on it, and it doesn't matter if you feel like you've been in ministry. You know what I found? I've learned that you never mature enough in the Lord to where the enemy doesn't try to take you down. Mm. So if you're thinking one day I'm going to be spiritual Superman and never, ever again be touched by the enemy, you're setting yourself up for a fall. Now, on the flip side, I don't want us thinking, walk around all dark, gloomy, and depressed, thinking, oh my God, the devil's going to get me. Yeah. Every corner I turn, the devil's there. That corner, there's two devils, and that one, there's three. Which corner do I take? That's not true either. There is victory in Jesus. There is victory because of God. But yes, in the deepest, darkest of valleys, the Holy Spirit is available to help you and be with you.
And I think that's one of the reasons why you were able to write this book.
Yes.
out of that pressing moment, out of the turning of events, out of a moment that what the enemy meant for evil, God already had a plan for you.
Yes.
And Dr. Tan, I want to talk about your book. I could talk life with you in so many directions because you're very well versed in almost every area except the streets, probably. Well, you might know a little bit about that, probably. All I know is...
Well, you help me plenty with that. Every time we come together, I learn something new about the streets. Okay.
There's an exchange. You teach me about the Holy Spirit, I'll teach you about the streets. But all throughout history, the debate about the Holy Spirit has been on the table. You are proving that the Holy Spirit is in every book of the Bible. Show me an example, a hard one, not an easy one like I gave you on the Jim Baker show. I asked him the easiest question. Show me in Genesis. That's the easiest version to almost prove. And I'm kidding. It's not easy. But what is the most difficult book in the Bible, in the Old Testament, where we can see the Holy Spirit at work?
I actually don't believe that there is a difficult book to see.
Don't ruin my question. No.
Well, I'll preface that and tell you why. Because when you understand 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God was God breathed. He moved on holy men of old. Peter tells us he moved on holy men of old and they wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. There is nothing that we call the Bible that was not inspired by him. Mm-hmm. So every bit of, and the Bible is a historical book. It is an archaeological book. It's also scripture and God's word. But the Holy Spirit tied that all together to give us a record that we call the Bible. Now, I think the challenge is when we don't see that he was moving through the lives of men and women in ways that we don't understand. See, I believe that it was the Holy Spirit who guided David's rock to hit Goliath.
How is so?
Because how could a little boy in his own strength, think about this, little boy in his own strength, and when I say little boy, I get it, youth, teenager, late teens, got it, youth. Picks up a stone, puts it in his slingshot, swings it at a giant that terrified the armies of Israel, and that one stone take him out. See, God can multiply your pebbles. God can multiply your pebbles against your Goliath. When you understand that the Holy Spirit is God and God is all to us, everything that we need, everyone that we need, every door that we need, every way that we need, he is the source of all good life. James tells us that every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. The Holy Spirit is the unseen hand that guides our efforts.
Wow.
He's the breath. He's the ability that you have to sit there and interview and draw out of the anointings that come and sit on this couch with you week after week. He is the ability to string your thoughts together. He is the ability to give me words to answer because he's drawing it all together. The Holy Spirit is God.
Wow. 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 Listen, get ready to teach because I love your teaching. I love your style. I love the simplicity of the depth of scripture. And the simplicity meaning you can take something that is very complicated and bring it down to where you and I live. And get ready to teach on your book. And listen, you can go to Amazon.com and get the book right now and order it. And if you want, you are able to get one copy or get several copies today and pass them out and do a Bible study with your friends because I guarantee you that you are going to be elevated to the next level scripturally, but more than that, the atmosphere will make room for the Holy Spirit. Mm-mm-mm. When the word is open, you give room for the power of the Holy Spirit to come in and do what he needs to do, and that is to just show up and be him, right?
Wow.
Get ready to teach from your book. You can teach from whatever area that you want, and while he's getting ready, I want you to pray about standing with me this month. And I can't believe that from January all the way to where we are right now, getting ready to close the year, God has performed miracles through this program. You have answered the call to stand with me, not only through prayer, but financially. You have become a partner. You are sowing a seed. And I can tell you that the fruits of it is we're still on the air. And then the fruits outside of that, with the program, I love what my brother Ricky said the other day, is the television program, we do it to reach people globally, and then we focus also on the local community. And the local community is that when you give here to this program, you're helping me continue to preach the gospel inside of a tattoo shop. Can you believe that? And people are coming, people are being blessed, they're getting baptized, and we're creating and making disciples to send them out, and we're going to send them out to other tattoo shops, and we're bringing the gospel to your grandsons, to your granddaughters, to you. And I can't do it alone. I need your financial support in order to do what we're doing today. Will you pray about really standing with me every single month? And if you already become a partner, thank you. And pray about doing extra this month. We want to close out the year strong, and I'm believing for greater miracles. It's time to really stand in your miracle and believe for your miracle and believe for the impossible. I want you to do this. I want you to call me at 417-779-9225 and call me, leave me your name, a beautiful message, and I'm going to call you back personally. You know I do. And some of you get so surprised that it's me on the other line, but it's me. And I want to say thank you personally for praying for me and believing. Also, you can also write me at P.O. Box 1221 Branson, Missouri, 65615. And you can send your donation through mail. All right, let's do that together. And I got a few moments left. I want Dr. Tan to teach about the Holy Spirit and from his brand new book, Seeing the Spirit. This right here is so powerful.
And before I do, I just want to thank all of you that are partners with Mondo. I feel like I've known Mondo a while.
Yeah.
I call you a brother. And I mean that. All joking aside, I call you a brother, you know. And
I love you.
I know your heart and I know your fruit. So this is good ground to be sowing into. Because this man right here, he has souls and harvests that flows out of him easy. And if you were around us at lunch or after the cameras are turned off, that's what he's going to be talking about. So I want to congratulate you on partnering with a ministry that's for the harvest.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate
it. I love you, my friend.
Sow a seed of the word to us.
We're talking about how the Holy Spirit moves in the unseen to affect the seen. Mm-hmm. When you read in Genesis 24, you see an account of an unnamed servant being sent to find Isaac a bride. And this unnamed servant finds the bride for Isaac at the well. After he finds his bride, he gives her gifts. Did you know that that's a perfect picture of what the Holy Spirit does for us? He's been sent by the Father to find his son a bride. Where does he find us? He finds us at the well of salvation. What does he do after he finds us? He gives us gifts, spiritual gifts. When you go back to Genesis 21 and all, you find that the name of this unnamed servant was Eliezer. Eliezer means helper, comforter. God has sent an unseen servant, an unseen helper to come and help you in your everyday. Can you consider this, that heaven loves you so much? Hear me. God didn't just trust you to an angel. Thank God for guardian angels. But we're not just trusted to angels. God has sent the Holy Spirit himself to come and bring you and I to where he intends for us to be. When you understand that the Holy Spirit was sent to be with you, stand with you, guide you, lead you, provide for you, you never have an opportunity again to think, I'm alone, I don't count, I don't have a voice. You have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, guiding you, seeking you. Could I say it this way? He's hunting you down to bring heaven's goodness to your life. He reached out to me. God reached out to us in ways we could not imagine, sending his son. I have sons. You have kids. Can you imagine giving your children for someone else?
No. Wow.
Neither could I. But then afterwards, to send the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of us, Jesus, in saying that I will never leave you or forsake you, again, John 14, 15, 16, can I please ask that you go and spend some time in there? John 14, 15, 16, Jesus starts introducing the idea of the Holy Spirit. Now consider this. The 12 men that Jesus was talking to, the disciples, the 11 who became the apostles, were people who had given up everything to follow this Jesus because they believed he was the Messiah. The entire Jewish culture was built around the idea of a coming Messiah. It affected the way they lived. It affected the way they married. It affected the way they ate. It affected their feasts, their festivals. It affected everything. And now suddenly these 12 men believe they found the one. They gave up everything to follow him because they think this is the Messiah. This is the one that all of our generations have been waiting for. He's got the answer to everything. So we'll give everything up to follow him. John 14, 15, 16. Imagine the shock and surprise when Jesus turns around and says, it is to your advantage that I go away. Now, Mondo, if that had been me, I'll be honest. If that had been me, I would have thought you could have told me this before I walked away from friends, family, business, and life. I give up everything. Now you're halfway through. Now you're saying it's to my benefit that you go. Where are you going that I cannot follow you? Then Jesus says, it's to your advantage that I go away. Because if I do, I can send the Holy Spirit to you. Have you considered that you have an advantage? You have an advantage because of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. See, sometimes we look at Old Testament saints and we think, my Lord, if we were there in the days of Elijah, my God, if we were there with Moses, my God, if we were there with Abraham, we come to the New Testament, my Lord, if I was there with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as they follow Jesus. Have you considered that Jesus said you have an advantage? Advantage means advanced standing. Can you understand and comprehend? And I don't want to take up too much time with this, but I believe God is planting a seed in your heart now. Have you considered that anytime you step into a room because of the Holy Spirit, you have an advantage?
Wow.
Anytime you are in a conversation because you have the Holy Spirit, you have an advantage. Any negotiation, any business deal, anything. Jesus said you have an advantage. Boy, you talk about a prophecy. You talk about a prophetic utterance.
Wow.
Jesus said it is to your advantage. You need to put your hand over your heart and declare, I have an advantage in life. So therefore, you're not behind. Therefore, you're not cast out. You're not forgotten. You're not forsaken. you have an advantage. Wow. That's who we're talking to.
Yeah.
As sons and daughters of the Most High God, we are an advantaged people.
Ooh.
That means you have advanced standing. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus ended John 14 by saying, I will not leave you as orphans. The Holy Spirit is meant to parent you.
Yeah.
He is our divine parent. And with him and through him and by him, I am not an orphan. Let the Holy Spirit be real to you today, as real as you are watching this, as real as you do every week when you tune in watching Mondo on the Mondo Show. He's with you all the time.
Wow. That's for you. I can't believe our time is gone.
Oh.
Dr. Tan, you got to come back.
I want to.
And we're going to do some more.
I want to.
In the meantime, get the book today. Go to Amazon.com. Seeing the Spirit, revealing the Holy Spirit in every book of the Bible. The author, my friend, he's a husband. He's a man that is a father and a voice for this generation right now. We need the power of the Holy Spirit for our advantage. And I want to thank you for praying for me and standing with me and continue to believe in the miracle that God is performing right now through this program. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, ask him to forgive you of your sins. Recognize that you have been a filthy sinner and that you need him. And without him, you have no life. The Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart and you shall be saved. Don't miss out. And then on top of that, you have the power of the Holy Spirit throughout your journey until the end. Don't miss out today. Listen, stand with me. Call me today, 417-779-9225, or write me today. And by the way, you can use your phone and do the QR code or QR scan. I'm learning all of this. And you can give through that right now and stand with me. I want to hear from you today, but you can write me today at P.O. Box 1221, Branson, Missouri, 65615, and let's change the world today together. Listen, I have to go. I'll see you next time, though. But remember this, no matter what you're going through, keep the faith. It's going to be all right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yay!
You're amazing.
The Mondo Show continues to share powerful stories of faith, truth, and transformation thanks to the generous support of viewers like you. When you send your best gift today, you're helping Mondo reach even more people with a message of hope and restoration, and that hope and restoration is for you also. Mondo is praying for you. He believes God will bless you as you stand with this ministry. Call 417-779-9225 right now to personally talk with Mondo. He would love to thank you and pray with you. You can also give online at themondoshow.com, or you can scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Every dollar makes a difference, and we're so grateful for your partnership. And remember this, whatever you're going through, keep the faith. It's gonna be all right.